justice that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This shall be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, O Christ. Amen. Good evening. Merry Christmas. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for the strength of Mary giving birth under duress, for the patience of Joseph and the courage of Jesus. Help us to be like them. Amen. Luke chapter 2, verse 6 says this: while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And the her is Mary. It was sadistic for Emperor Augustus to command everybody in the Roman Empire to return to the town of their birth to register. You had to go to your hometown, no matter where you lived. You had to go back to where you came from. You had to have proof of it, register, pay a tax. It was a nightmare for the people. It'd be like saying, "Go back to where you came from," or, as I've seen lately, mass deportation. For Mary to make this journey 9 months pregnant required superhuman strength. Ironically, however, Jesus' birth in a totally inhumane and chaotic situation fulfilled an ancient prophecy that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem. And so power is given to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And I think that each of you that are here tonight, you are doing a great job, like Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. You are doing your best under increasingly hostile conditions. I am in awe of your faithfulness and strength. Keep going. Don't give up. I believe it will get better because life finds a way. I believe that all war will be over if we want it, if we keep faith. Think about dragon eggs. I'm told that dragon eggs only hatch under the fiery heat of an inferno. Or mighty sequoia trees popping their seeds out in a fire. Or I read recently someone saying, they tried to bury us to stop us, but they didn't realize we were seeds. The point is that even though there are tyrants, both then and now, there are universal, godly, cosmic forces happening that cannot be controlled or stopped. So we need to do two things. The Emperor Augustus sows the seeds of his own destruction, the Messiah, by trying to force the people to go back to where they came from. So we need to do two things. The first thing we need to do is we need to trust that everything is going to be all right. And the second thing we need to do is to assume that unless we put forth the effort, everything won't be all right. We have to hold those two things in tension at the same time. Everything is going to be all right, but it's up to us to make everything all right. Just like Mary and Joseph gave everything in their strength to care for baby Jesus, while at the same time, God was providing for them. Go and do this on this Christmas. Amen. Please stand as you're able for the hymn.